T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. Thanks for being with us. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Now, Clarice Schillinger came to our attention months and months and months ago because we, Dan and I, then thought, wow, this parents group out there in Montgomery County primarily was just amazing given what they were up against. So they're so organized, they actually filed a Freedom of Information Act about the back and forth between the teachers union and, in this case, the Hatboro-Horsham School District, which seems to be one of the worst as far as resistance to science and getting kids back in school. And they unearthed in that an email, apparently, from Mr. Brian Moore, the president of the teachers union, to the superintendent regarding virtual and in-person instructional models. They finally got the material on March 5th. And as I told you earlier, the school board president says we are not a child care center, and I fear babysitting drove parents to demand an amount of in-person instruction. You know, it's bad enough, the taxation level, to place like Hatboro, Horsham, wherever, out there in Montgomery County. But this old saw, well, you just want us to babysit your kids. They can't say it, but I will. Yeah, buddy, that's part of the job. Not in the sense of just watching them, but whatever you want to call it, your job is to have the kids there so that parents may be able to go and work to pay your high taxes, and hopefully, along the way, you're educating them at a proficient level. Joining us again is Clarice Schillinger on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Clarice, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Hi, Dom. It's so nice to be back again. Thank you.
Well, Clarice, I'm amazed because I know these things take a while, and you have a lot of things going on, that you filed a right-to-know action. So tell us what you did.
So a right-to-know for anyone listening is you can file these on public entities to get emails. So we can help at keepingkidsinschool.com. We can help everyone figure out how to file these right to know. So I filed a right to know that said, I want all correspondence between the union president, Brian Moore, and union officials and the superintendent. After waiting 4 months for this, because there was a lot of back and forth, I finally got the email that all along I knew was going on, that the union was strong-arming closures, but to have it in my hands in black and white, just it was a pit in my stomach to actually read those words.
Now, you say strong-arming, though. What do you mean by strong-arming? Aren't they just telling them their perspective as teachers about how unsafe this is?
Well, I think that they have a really loud voice at the table, right? At the decision-making table. And, you know, the union is at the table, but what is not at the table is taxpayers, is parents, is students. And you know, when you only have one voice at the table, it's hard to ignore that one voice. You're not hearing both sides. So that's where I bring in the strong-arming because, you know, it goes on to say, you know, the superintendent was going to open, and now they're not, you know, because of this email.
And let's say this. How about his line? Tell us how that feels as a parent and all these people that have been working so diligently on this when they accuse you, really, of just wanting a child care center.
Well, I'm going to give you something that really made the pit of my stomach even worse, is Brian Moore, the president of the teachers union for Hatboro-Horsham, not only sent this email about parents needing babysitting, but he, in fact, has been sending his daughter to a Catholic school 5 days a week since August. And that is so troubling, right? So the parents that cannot afford that private institution, so are the, does their children not matter, or is their education not as important? So it's obvious if he's sending his children to in-person instruction, that means that in-person instruction is essential. It's important.
But how do you know that, Clarice? Is that a matter of public record now? It's a big charge you're making with Brian Moore, and we'd give him a chance to rebut it. How do you know he's
Absolutely.
Sending his child to a Catholic school?
So we have parents from that school that have contacted us today saying that they do, that he does, in fact, send his children there 5 days a week since August.
Well, Dan,
I would be glad for him to reply.
Right. Yeah, Dan, if you can, you know, and Clarice, when you hang up, maybe you have an email mm-hmm. for him. We'd like to ask him to be on record. If he says no, yeah. we'll put him on, or we'll say no, because I don't know that as a fact, and I like to be fair in this.
Yep.
But if that's the case, that's very reminiscent of the guy we saw with the dreadlocks in California heading up the Berkeley Teachers Union, shutting that down forever, and then taking his kid to an in-person pre-K or kindergarten that was caught on camera doing that.
That's right. You know, I got to tell you, Dom, not only are parents super offended by that, teachers, I've had teachers reach out to me and say, I cannot believe our own president of our union that's supposed to be representing us put, like, he degraded us. He's saying we're babysitters. We're not babysitters. We're educators. I mean, our teachers are highly educated, you know, and to mm-hmm. to say that they're a babysitter is just, I mean,
well,
that's
Clarice,
a low blow.
I would put it this way. You can't say it. You got a different public position. For me, though, let's face it. One of the things schools do while educating kids is keep them safely in that process so that people can go off to work and pay all these high taxes for government and schools, et cetera. So they are indeed, I'm not demeaning them by saying they're babysitters. Certainly they're a lot more than that. But that is one of the things they do while educating kids. They keep them safe, and parents know that, so parents can go and earn an income for all the things that mm-hmm. we have to provide for.
Right.
So have you asked Mr. Moore about this? You just learned about it, I guess. Have you asked him about why he sends his kids allegedly to a Catholic school?
Right before your show, I did, and I've not received a response.
Okay. All right.
So I'm working on that, right? You know, I have parents telling us, wow, I can't believe, because his kid goes to school 5 days a week. So it's troubling, right? But what I really, the importance of this is our children are suffering, and we must open the schools. We must.
Now, let me ask you this question. Here's a tough question. You're doing this mm-hmm. more day to day. We do it, Dan and I, a little bit by hearing this. You say there are teachers outraged and all the rest of it.
Yes.
I don't want to challenge you directly, but I think there are some teachers in these unions who want to be back in school, the good teachers, because it's harder doing this and it's ineffective by Zoom. But if the case were that 90% of them want to be back in school, I don't even think this guy and the activists who are at the heads of unions would be able to resist that. My gut tells me there's still a pretty significant, maybe it's 50-50, of teachers that do not want to be in school.
Well, I do know that teachers have been asking Brian Moore specifically for a meeting, and
okay.
that meeting has not happened, and
All right.
they've been asking for months. Can we have a meeting? Some of us want to go back to school. So that meeting has not happened for these
okay.
teachers.
I would agree with you, but what I'm still not in the camp that thinks it's just a few activists. Sadly, it's more than that, so to speak, pun intended. than just a few people on this, but I'm amazed at what you guys have been able to do. This is textbook of parents that are trying to reopen their schools. Now, do you know if you'll have any candidates running in Hatboro, Horsham, or other districts when the school board elections come up?
We do. We have five candidates running. I'm so excited. We have a slate of five that are for choice. You know, if you want to stay virtual, stay virtual. But the choice, we have to have the choice to open these schools 5 days a week. Not only do we have five candidates in Hatboro, Horsham, we have nearing 80 candidates statewide that Keeping Kids in School PAC is considering endorsing. So it's really taking off. And I encourage everybody when they go to the polls, ask these candidates or do your research. Are you endorsed by Keeping Kids in School? And then that will give you the answer if they stand for choice or not.
And that primary comes up in May, May 18th, right?
That's right. Yes.
Wow. We're right around the corner. 80 statewide. Yes. I'd like to hear 800 statewide, but you guys are. We had on last week the woman over in Tredyffrin, Easttown, who was featured on Fox News, Rachel Kill, who is was really incredible and is running in that primary, too. But that is good news. Where do people go again before they vote? What would you recommend? What's that website?
KeepingKidsInSchool.com.
All right,
that's
Clarice.
Where in just a week we'll have all the candidates laid out there with headshots and testimonials. So,
unbelievable what you guys are up. No, thank you, Clarice. It is stunning to see your operation here. And I'll put you on hold if you give Dan that information. We'll email Mr. Moore, invite him on A, but B, say, tell us, we want to be fair. Are your kids going to an in-person Catholic school? Yes or no? We'd like to know. If you don't want to answer, then we assume that's because that's happening.
Yep. Thank you, Dom.
I'll put you on hold. Thank you, Clarice.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.